Committees in Congress, including the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, are working on their portions of the Budget Reconciliation Act this week. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the timeline and the concerns the National Cotton Council has with certain policy changes that would be made to pay for this legislation.
At this time, there's a tentative deadline for committees to complete their work by September 15th. The House Agriculture Committee has scheduled a markup for its portion on September 10th, and it's unclear if all the committees will be able to meet the September 15th deadline, but we do expect to see more action on the reconciliation package later in September. As part of that, we still have serious concerns about some of the tax policy changes that are being looked at as potential pay-fors for some of this $3.5 trillion package. And so the National Cotton Council, along with a number of other ag groups that we participate in various coalitions, are continuing to weigh in with members of Congress and leadership expressing our concern about changes to stepped-up basis, capital gains tax rate, 1031 exchanges, or changes to the estate tax. And we'll continue to press those points moving forward through this process.